I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is,
hey everybody, this is the Nappy Headed Podcast. I'm here in the car with Mrs. Nappy Headed.
Hello.
And we are about to go see the Star Wars movie. What is the title? I don't even know the name of the title of this movie. Is it May the Force Be With You or something? Or what's the name of this movie?
I just read it.
Force something.
It's
about
not
Force
something.
The Force Awakens. That's how much I know about this movie. So let me give you a little understanding. I'm 42 years old. I was born 1973. My first memories were of seeing Star Wars with my mother. I grew up with the Star Wars pajamas, the Star Wars sheets, the Star Wars toys, pillowcase, everything. My whole life as a kid was Star Wars from 75 until 89 or what have you. I've read the books. I've read all the other books. I've played the video games. I've played the board games. I know the trivia. I know Star Wars. I slept out night. Believe this or not, I camped out in the middle of the night and I spent the night to get tickets to then go spend the night again another time to see the movie at midnight at the Arlington in Santa Barbara. I did that for the special edition movies when they re-released them, and I did that for the prequel movies, you know, 1, 2, and 3. So now, the last year, I have been completely media blackout. I don't know anything. I haven't seen the trailers. I haven't looked at the posters. I know that Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher are in it. And Chewbacca, that's it. That's all I know. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about story. I don't even know. I'm assuming it's in the future because they're alive. That's all I know. Do you know about the movie at all? You see the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer. Our son is obsessed with the Chewbacca that was in Target.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to explain that he's a nice guy.
Yep.
And I've seen, of course, the merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
I've read an article.
Oh.
And that's about it. But I don't know too much more than you.
Yeah, I don't know much. So I'm going with the clean slate, a canvas. You may paint upon me. You may tell me your story. I was going to, like, rewatch them this week. Well, one, I don't have the DVDs. And two, I really don't need to. Like, I could probably quote you them all. So I don't need to, like, refresh my memory of what happens. I know it.
Can you refresh my memory about what happens in
the very last movie?
Yeah.
Well, the very last...
Chronologically.
At the beginning to the end right now?
No, I mean...
The last movie.
Not the prequels, but...
Yeah, the last movie.
The last movie.
Han Solo's captured by Boba Fett, goes to Jabba's palace. Luke Skywalker goes back to his home planet of Tatooine to save Han. He gets Han. Leia's there, too, disguised as a bounty hunter. Leia, Han, Chewie, R2, and C-3PO were on Jabba's palace barge. They escape the Sarlacc. They get back with the rebels. They find out that there is another Death Star being created. This time, Palpatine, the Emperor himself, is going to be there. Luke goes back to Dagobah to finish his training. Yoda dies. He goes. Now they have the big battle of Endor with Darth Vader. Luke says, you know what? I think there's good in Luke Skywalker. Luke says, I think there's good in Darth Vader. He's my father. I'm going to go try to save him, redeem Darth Vader. So Luke... in front of Palpatine is like, I'm a Jedi now, like my father, and he has good in him. He's not going to kill me, and we're going to bust you up, you know, Emperor. And the Emperor's like, you're a fool. I'm going to bust you up. And he starts lightning Luke. Okay. Meanwhile, Han Solo, Leia, and Chewie are on the forest moon of Endor trying to lower the shield generator. And so they're lowering the shield generator with these, like, you know, against the stormtroopers. They meet these Ewoks, which are little, like, teddy bear dudes. They work with the primitive Ewoks against the technological empire. So it's a clash of, you know, civilizations and such. They battle it out back on the Death Star 2.0. Luke and Darth Vader are battling to see who's gonna win. Eventually, Luke beats Darth Vader, cuts off Darth Vader's hand, just like Luke's hand was cut off by him in the previous movie. And then the Emperor's like, all right, you did it. You're now hate, and now you're going to be my new, you know, side guy. And he's like, no, dude. He throws his lightsaber down. I'm a Jedi. Suck it. And then he's like, okay. And then Emperor is attacking Luke, trying to kill Luke. And at the last minute, Darth Vader's watching his son being destroyed, and he picks up the Emperor, and in a moment of redemption, he throws the Emperor down the energy well. Emperor dies. The Death Star blows up. Darth Vader dies. Luke burns him. And then we see the halt, you know, in the kind of the spirits of Obi-Wan, Anakin Skywalker, who was Darth Vader, and Yoda watching over Luke Skywalker as now the only Jedi around. Leia and Han, we find out, are pregnant with twins. Do we find that out in the movies or is that in the books?
I'm not sure. I think we find that out.
Maybe we don't find that out. But in the books, she's pregnant with twins. At least that's the books. Now, they've decided that the books are no longer part of the movies, so I don't know what they're going to do. But that's the story. There's been like there's been tens of books out there about the Star Wars universe. But when Star Wars was bought by Disney, they made the decision to retcon all the books, so the books do not qualify as like canon as the movies. So, in other words, movies don't have to follow the books. Because the books go on after this, okay? So the movies are going to go a different path than the books went.
I don't know much about the books. Right, I thought was originally only 9 books.
No, there's no book. There was no books. There was no books made. George Lucas just wrote the story. He didn't have a book. He just wrote these stories as screenplays. So there were no books. So just authors, random authors, like whoever would write a Star Wars book. Okay, so they decided, hey, you know what? None of that fits with the movies, so deal with it. Okay, so that's the story so far. What am I expecting in a few minutes when we go see this? I don't know. Because J.J. Abrams, the director, made the new Star Trek movie, which was very different than the old Star Trek. He made it very blockbuster action, you know, not what Star Trek was known for. He gave it a different vibe, a modern sensibility. It was fun, but it was not really Star Trek the way we kind of know it. What is he going to do to this? I don't know. Because he's a big Star Wars fan. You know, maybe he'll do a great job. I like his other movies. You like Alias.
I do.
So, you know, he's probably going to do a great job. But I have no idea what to expect. What we'll do is we'll record after, and we'll talk about it, and we'll see. And then we'll post this up tonight or tomorrow so people can listen to the Nappyhead podcast and learn about Star Wars, The Force Awakens, right? Force Awakens. What are you expecting to see?
Action.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of action.
I don't have many expectations. I'm not diehard like others.
Yeah. What are you diehard about? Do you have diehardness in you? There's a pride. If there was a Pride and Prejudice movie out, would you be diehard about that?
Oh, be like, dude, one.
Darcy. They didn't do Darcy right, man.
If there's a 5-part miniseries, then maybe.
They didn't do Darcy right, dude. I don't know if I can handle this. Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm curious about the villain, who the new villain is. I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea what the story's about. I mean, in theory, they got rid of all the bad guys. And there's only one good guy left, and that's Luke. And so I have no idea what the heck is going on. So I'm really excited, though. It should be fun. So let's just put a pause in this, and then we'll talk about it next time. Oh, I hit it again. So we just got out of the movie, after seeing Star Wars Force Awakens, right?
Yes.
And you can just put it right here in the middle. And what's your thoughts?
I thought it was really good.
It was very good.
Very intense.
It was very good. It was a Star Wars film. What I mean is that they were able to do something very difficult, which is make it familiar. They made it a Star Wars movie. Now, you might not know this as much as me because you haven't seen it so often, but a lot of the same transitions, the wipes, you know, between scenes, the some of the bits in the dialogue, the feeling, the characters. I mean, it felt like a Star Wars film. They did a great job of making it feel familiar, but yet tell a new story. You know, a lot of the new stuff. Now, we're not going to go into super spoilers, but, you know, there's a desert scene where a guy gets, you know, stranded in the desert, just like the other movies. There's interrogation scenes with interrogation droid and stuff, just like the other movies. Oh, there's the, we got to blow up the defense grid, you know, shields, just like the other movies. So a lot of it is taken from those, you know, three movies, mainly, you know, 4, 5, and 6, and just told a new story, but using kind of the same paintbrushes and palette. And it was really good. Yeah?
Yes.
No, I dug it. As far as the... I mean, I was surprised because, again, I didn't know what to expect. I had not seen anything about it. So I don't know what's going to happen. But I thought Han Solo and Chewie and Leia were just going to be like a little cameo. But, I mean, Han Solo was in it for 70% or more of the film.
That probably is what helped it feel familiar.
Yeah.
Is that big the time. Old characters were in the movie
yeah.
the whole time.
Yeah. And I think if they do another movie, they don't have to put them in anymore. I mean,
yes,
they got to put Luke, but they don't have to put Han. I mean, you know, they don't need to put Han or Leia, you know, maybe a little bit of Chewie. But really, I think that's what this movie was transitioning the old team to the new cast, you know. And, yeah, it was really well done. What do you think of the bad guy? That was fine. You know, without his mask, he was a little kind of like Jon Snow emo. You know, jet black dyed hair, you know, look like he's sang for like some kind of band that my daughters would like, you know, type of thing.
True.
With skinny jeans. But other than the skinny jeans bad guy, and they didn't give him a Darth name, which I was intrigued by. I wonder what, maybe because he's not yet, you know, he's not yet a Sith. Maybe that's what that last line
the bad guy
said. He's like, you're going to complete your training. You know what I mean? So maybe then he'll be a Darth.
Right. To me, I don't feel like he's quite...
at that level
become
yet.
Become the total evil character
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. So there's still a little bit of that struggle, right? So
yeah.
maybe that's why. That kind of makes sense. And so maybe next movie he'd be a little more bulkier or he'd look a little more imposing. Because he did look... he was cool and spooky, but he was a little, like, thin and kind of, you know... but he was good. Good villain. What else? It was a little long, but it wasn't too long.
It wasn't too long.
It wasn't too long, but it was a little long. A lot of the story parts, the story ideas, really reminded me of books I had read. I mean, clearly, you know, JJ and the other two guys that are credited for the screenwriting, you know, they know the material. They probably have read a lot, if not the books themselves, at least their assistants have and given them cliff notes and so forth. So a lot of these ideas are out there. But the idea of this, you know, the Star Crusher or whatever that, like, can blow up planets, and the idea of the, you know... the offspring of Leia and Han being good or bad or Force users and all that stuff is in books. And there's a set of books, I think it's called the Jedi Academy, where it even talks about how Luke starts this academy. He goes to, like, the first Jedi temple and starts kind of training people. And then, you know, some of them go bad and blah, blah, blah. So I felt like a lot of it was stuff I was kind of familiar with the books. So I'm curious what people will say online as far as that, and if the screenwriters actually kind of mention some of the books they've read to get inspiration. Maybe they won't mention it because they don't want to feel like they give that guy any credit, but no, it was good, dude. The story was cool. Action was the right amount. you know, there's a lot of intrigue, right? There's still some mystery of who some of these characters are.
Yes.
What's their relation? So that is kind of cool. I'm looking forward to the next one. All right. Would you see the next one?
Would I see
the next one? Yeah, would you see the next movie?
Yes, I would.
Yes, you would. Of course you would.
Definitely.
When does the next one come out? Do they say anything? Do they make all these up together or no? It's not like that. You know how they did the Hobbits. Okay, are you thinking about your child right now and how he's doing with
Babysitter? A little bit, yes.
Okay, we're on a podcast here, Nicole. We're trying to talk about Star Wars and how awesome it is. And we're going to go home right now, and hopefully our child is still alive and not crying. Hopefully the babysitter's not crying.
That would be really bad.
And in a half an hour, we're going to people over to play Werewolf, because that's how we are. And it's kind of a favor for a neighbor. So that's what we're going to do. And, Star Wars was a great movie. What else to say about it? It was just really good. I totally recommend, especially for Star Wars fans. They did a great job. And this is the Nappyheaded Podcast. I'm here with myself and Mrs. Nappy. We are bringing to you live. Go see Star Wars. Subscribe to the podcast. Check me out on Facebook, Twitter, and all that kind of stuff. And I'll be having some more interviews with other creative people and talk about my life. So have a great night. Thanks very much. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough, a shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable.